A wedding officiant practice can begin independently under Christian Leaders Alliance ordination. It can also be strengthened through a local church connection. But there is another pathway that may fit some leaders very well. A wedding officiant practice can be connected to or expanded through a soul center. A soul center is a locally expressed ministry center connected to the Christian Leaders Alliance vision. It can become a place where prayer, discipleship, encouragement, and ministry service happen in a clear and organized way. For some wedding officiants, a soul center may become a natural home for marriage ministry. This does not mean every wedding officiant must start a soul center. That is not the point. CLA ordination is required for this course model. A local church or soul center connection is encouraged where possible, but not required. But for some leaders, the soul center pathway gives structure to something God is already stirring. A wedding officiant may begin by serving one bride and groom. Then another couple asks for help. Then a remarriage couple needs prayer and wisdom. Then a young dating couple asks questions about Christian romance. Then a newly married couple wants help growing spiritually together. Over time, the officiant realizes this is becoming more than ceremony ministry. This is becoming a local marriage ministry. A soul center can help organize that ministry. A marriage-focused soul center might include prayer for couples, Christian marriage growth course facilitation, premarital encouragement, remarriage discernment conversations, mentoring connections, hospitality gatherings, and referral-aware pastoral care. The goal is not to create a counseling center unless qualified professionals are involved. The goal is to create a ministry center where biblical encouragement, prayer, course-based formation, and local Christian presence can support covenant marriage. A soul center can also help the officiant remain clear about mission. It answers questions like, who are we serving? What kind of marriage ministry are we offering? What are our boundaries? What courses or resources do we recommend? When do we refer? How do we invite others into ministry? A soul center connected to wedding officiant practice should be shaped by biblical marriage witness. It should honor marriage as God's design and gift. It should serve the bride and groom with dignity. It should point couples toward covenant faithfulness, not merely wedding beauty. It should also honor whole person ministry. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They are not just ceremony participants. They bring spiritual hopes, physical presence, family stories, emotional wounds, expectations, desires, fears, and future household patterns. Marriage ministry touches all of life. This is why structure matters. A soul center can help move marriage ministry from occasional activity to steady presence. But there are also warnings. Do not start a soul center simply because it sounds impressive. Do not use the soul center label to avoid accountability. Do not promise counseling, therapy, legal help, or crisis intervention unless properly qualified. Do not pressure couples into participation. Do not let the ministry become vague. A faithful soul center has clarity. It knows its purpose. It knows its limits. It knows its witness. It knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. When a wedding officiant practice grows into a soul center marriage ministry, it can become a beautiful local expression of covenant witness. It may begin with weddings, but it can become a place where couples are prayed for, marriages are strengthened, future leaders are encouraged, and the biblical Christian worldview of marriage is lived with grace and truth in the community.